Blog Talk Radio.
It's my life now or never.
Welcome to my show, The Importance of Your Challenge with Sarah Toe. Thank everybody for taking your time out this evening to be inspired by two wonderful ladies. One of inspiration, she is on losing weight in such a miraculous way, and she's going to tell us all about it. And the other one is going to tell us actually how to work out, exercise when we have these challenges. This is an interactive show, folks. You will hear the experts answer concerns of anyone that I have that's on a challenge. In order for them to achieve their personal goals, they're there to help you with the knowledge that they know in making sure that you reach the goal that you desire. So tell me what your challenge is. What are you needing to help you in to achieve it? First, though, I'm going to cover what I have done this last week, being on the Body Bye-Bye Challenge. That's the weight loss program with the shakes, folks, and this was my 90-day challenge that I was giving to myself. It hasn't been a great week for me health-wise, folks. A nasty little virus has been going around, and unfortunately, it attacked my fibromyalgia and sent it kind of screaming this week. But what I have noticed is this. I found it so very, very easy to adapt to these shakes, which I didn't think I would. I make one every morning with some yogurt, skim milk, and fruit. And it actually gives me such a large amount that I have a couple of glasses in the morning. I have another one later. Then I make more in the afternoon where I have one in the afternoon and some later. I kind of space it out because I am getting quite a lot at one time. I am finding that I am actually not needing any snacks. I'm not actually craving anything because if I am needing anything, I just have a little bit more shake, which because I'm making myself a nice tumbler full. I have a light lunch, maybe a little bit of salad or a little bit of cheese and nuts. And I'm finding that it's actually very, very easy to do. And the other beauty that I'm finding is I'm not getting that 9, 10 o'clock craving to eat something, which I generally do get. And that's very, very gratifying. As for the weight loss or inches loss, which is more concerned to me, or anything else, it's a little too early in the game. I know that it takes 90 days for the cell structure in your body to change, so I'm not expecting anything miraculous to happen overnight, but I am liking the way that I'm adapting to this and the subtle changes that are beginning to happen. So I'm going to keep reporting every week on things that is happening with me. Okay, so this week, though, we have a star on the show. Charlene Wilson placed an importance on her self-value, her health, her self-respect. She took a challenge that has changed her life. She had two very bad car accidents. Traumatic enough for anyone, but with three children and no time for self, she found herself becoming a woman of weight and not liking what it was doing to her. So she placed that value on herself and went on the 90-day challenge by Visalis, the Body Bye-Bye. And to date, she has lost a miraculous, you wait for it, here's the drum call, 161 pounds. Yep, 161 pounds. Wow, what an achievement. What a statement of self-love and self-respect and wanted inspiration she is to all of us. Well, she has one more challenge to face. She now has so much energy that she wants to use, but due to these accidents, she has developed osteoarthritis in her knees, and the pain of the workout is just too much. So we have brought our expert back from my other show, You're Important to Sarah, which is every Wednesdays. And Jeanette the Patty is going to come back onto the show and tell Charlene how she can overcome these obstacles and use that newfound energy that she wants to use. Jeanette, a.k.a. the Fat Chick, is all about embracing your body, not being ashamed, afraid, or caught in any stigma of any particular size. She's an incredibly healthy woman that does marathons and teaches workout programs, but her specialty is being able to help people wherever they are in their weight, in their physicality, to exercise within their means. And this is what I thought was a perfect match today. So first and foremost, I'm going to bring on Charlene Wilson to the show. Hello, Charlene. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing great. Very, very excited to have you on. I'm very proud of you. 161 pounds is no mean feat. Very, very good. Would you like to tell me why you chose the Body by Vibe program to lose weight? What was it that inspired you about it?
I chose the Body by Vibe program. I've tried several programs. I've tried Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and everything out there, and the most success I had was with Jenny Craig, and I had only lost 44 pounds in 1 year, and I found those diets very hard to stick to, and I have great friends, Elisa and Walt Warner. They're fantastic, awesome leaders and awesome people, and they introduced me to the challenge.
And how long has it taken you to lose the 161 pounds?
I started my first challenge last year, July 25th.
So it's just over a year, 13 months. 13 months to lose 161 pounds. That's really
yes.
good. Now, were you starving anywhere through this? Did you find it hard to do?
About the first week or two, it took a little bit of adjusting. But after that, it's, you know, there's so much nutrition in the shakes that you don't really crave the things that you once were, and you actually mm-hmm. feel so much better. The cravings just seem to kind of disappear.
That's something I'm noticing right now, is slowly those kind of munchy cravings are disappearing, which is good. That's a first step, isn't it?
Yes.
So maybe you can tell us a little bit of how this has changed your life right now.
Okay. Well, I started the first 90-day challenge, and I had been in two car accidents, as you mentioned. And I had a lot of difficulty with exercise or even feeling good, and had a lot of difficulty. I've got three boys, and they're just keep getting bigger and need to be chased after. And, you know, so I was not in a good place, and I knew I needed to lose some weight. And when I was approached by this, I thought, why not try it? I've tried everything else. So, you know, why not try it? I felt I owed it to myself to try it, and I loved the shake. It tastes amazing. And so I just decided to give it a try, and after my first 90-day challenge, I had lost 46 pounds, and that in itself was tremendous.
Yes.
You know, just feeling really
more
great.
Than
you did
and, nearly any. Right. Just shows yes, how
feeling,
fast it's going.
Feeling great and just more energy and just overall, and so I just decided to just keep going from there. Just my overall health, and my children are on the challenge, and we've noticed all sorts of differences in their health as well, and my husband's.
That's great. So the whole family is facing the challenge together.
Yes.
It's always good to do it in numbers. You know, if you are a single person, find somebody in a group to do it with, because the support and the encouragement of each other, which is what this show is about, is that numbers help you get there. It isn't about making, you know, cracking the whip and making you lose those 10 pounds or whatever the case is, but it is about the encouragement and the inspiration and being there for one another through all the thicks and thins of it. So has this become a lifestyle for you now?
Yes, it has. I do not imagine life without my shakes. It's become quite a lifestyle change.
And are you wanting to lose some more?
Yes. My goal right now is to reach the 200-pound mark.
Very good. Well, looking at the way you're going, I can see that's probably going to be fairly soon, right?
Yes, my goal is before the end of the year.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Now what you're kind of needing is that exercise to use some of that energy up, right? So exercises that are easy for you to do, because as I was saying there, you told me that you've developed the osteoarthritis of the knees. And I don't think people actually understand just how painful painful knees are and how much we actually rely on our knees and everything we do. So how have you found this to kind of cause restraints for you in doing everything?
It's very difficult. Being on the shakes has given me a lot of energy, and I'm feeling so much better, and just being unable to go for that walk that I want to go for or want to ride my bike and be a bit more active now, where I wasn't able to really before. I feel like I can now, but the restraint of being in pain with the osteoarthritis, and I've got a injury in my shoulder I'm still recovering from, so that makes it very difficult. Lots of people go for walks, and on a beautiful day like it was today, it would be very nice to be able to just go out and enjoy the sun and walk, take an hour's long walk, but it's difficult.
So let's bring Jeanette on today, Jeanette DePatie, and let's see what solution she's got for you in being able to kind of break that exercise barrier. So, Jeanette, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi, darling. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
So you've heard what was being said here, what Charlene's challenges are. I mean, 161 pounds, that's pretty cool, isn't it? And so, what can you see, challenges? Because I know before on the show that we talked about when on your Important to Sarah's Wednesday show, you were talking about it didn't matter what the person's size or what their obstacles were, that it was always, little by little and building up. So what suggestions have you got for Charlene?
Well, Charlene, the first question I have for you is, have you been cleared for exercise by a doctor?
I've been cleared to do what it is I feel that I can handle.
Okay, so they didn't give you any physical restrictions about things that you shouldn't do?
My physiotherapist, when I was discharged from physio, at that time I was still not able to lift weights.
Okay. Because of the shoulder injury?
Yes.
Okay. So, because I always, whenever somebody is recovering from an injury or is dealing with any particular condition, I always ask them to get cleared with their doctor first, just to see if there are any restrictions, because fitness teacher should not be doing diagnostics in the field. That's for the doctors to do, and then they prescribe what you should and shouldn't do, and then the fitness instructors can help you fill that fitness prescription. So I'm glad that you've already sort of taken that step. Are you taking any medications to manage the pain?
The only thing that I take for pain is Tylenol, and those are on the really, really bad days.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm going to tell you about osteoarthritis and about knee pain in particular is there's kind of a catch-22 about it, which is it hurts to move, but if you can move, if you can get yourself to move, if you can get through the exercise, in the long run there will be less pain. But during the exercise, there's going to be some pain, and I don't want to minimize it or lie to you about that, because that's just the reality. And I think that you'll find over time that you're experiencing less pain in general, but you kind of have to tough it out to a certain extent when you're exercising. That said, the key is to start very, very, very small. I mean, are you exercising at all right now?
Occasionally on my good days, I will get on my exercise bike.
Okay.
But I've had the past couple of weeks have been feeling good. I'm on the Vipac, which is the vitamin supplements, and I've noticed a dramatic feeling so much better. Like my knees seem to be feeling so much better with the help of the Vipac.
I could see that being the case because sometimes joint pain can be a symptom of certain vitamin deficiencies, and sometimes improving your nutrition, improving your vitamins can help manage joint pain. So that might be part of what's going on there, although it could be the weather, it could be your sleeping pattern. There are so many things that impact how your body feels on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
So have you done any workouts at all in the pool? Have you gotten into the water?
I used to go on Saturdays and walk in the water, but I've not been able to take part in that. It's mm-hmm. a special group that I was in.
Yeah, walking in the water is one of the safest ways to begin with fitness, just because it's a it's a very low impact if you're walking on the bottom, and it's a non-impact if you're just treading water and moving in the deep end of the pool. So one thing that you could do is invest in a flotation belt and go on over to the deep end of the pool and do some water workouts there. That can really help alleviate some of the pain that comes from a lot of joint motion. That said, anything that you do that uses a lot of knee movement is going to affect how your knees feel, even if it's not weight-bearing. So that's something to keep in mind. You know, you mentioned that you really wanted to go outside and go for a walk on a beautiful day. And I wonder how you would feel about doing a 5 to 10 minute walk, if you feel like that's some place that you could start.
Yeah, that's actually, I could do start there.
Because a lot of times I start with my students just doing 5 or 10 minutes, or my workout video, the Fat Chick Works Out. The first week is just a 10-minute workout. And I think a lot of people get the idea in their head that, oh, a 10-minute workout isn't worth doing. But for people who are coping with pain, sometimes a shorter workout is easier to manage. And you can build from anywhere to anywhere. I mean, when I started training for marathons, I started out working out, you know, a half an hour at a time, training 1 mile, 2 miles at a time. And then I got to 26.2. And how did I get there? Very, very slowly. I trained for a whole year.
Yeah, and that's true. I never think to actually start small and then build up. I just think I need to ride my bike for half an hour or go for the hour-long walk, but that does make sense.
Yeah, you know, it's really a shift in the mindset. If you go out and you exercise, I always tell people the most important thing that you can keep in mind when you're exercising today is to not hurt yourself so that you can live to exercise another day. I mean, really, it's way more important that you get out there and do it the next day and the next day and the next day than you achieve 25 minutes today. You know, because you really should not increase your fitness level more than 10% per week. So if you're exercising for 10 minutes per session now, then maybe next week you could exercise for 11 minutes. But the thing is, it's cumulative, right? So eventually, you know, if you look at the curve, it's not a straight line, it's a curve. So as you exercise more, your increase will become more, and before you know it, you'll be doing a significant amount of exercise. But the most important thing is to be able to do it again the next day. Does that make sense?
Yes, very true.
So I work a lot with my
slow
students.
Slow but sure.
I'm sorry?
Going slow but sure, building it up slowly into a nice rhythm, methodically, and stop trying to rush for the finish line. Enjoy the journey along the way.
I think that's really true, and I also think that it's very important that we listen to our bodies. And so if you go out for a walk, let's say, I would recommend when you're starting out with your walk that you walk somewhere where you know that there's benches and there's places to stop. And if you need to stop and rest, then you just stop and rest. It ain't no thing.
Oh, that's a good idea. And see, that's a great idea, and I guess my difficulty is that before my second accident, I was riding my exercise bike for 45 minutes and walking for 45 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was doing like 1.5 hours of exercise every single day,
mm-hmm.
and so I guess, you know, I will get there, but you're right, I guess I just have to move up there slowly.
Yeah, you totally can get back to that place, but you may find that you also, because you're dealing with these conditions, that you need to break your exercise up differently. So let's say you get to the point where you feel like you could do 20 minutes a day or 20 minutes every other day. Maybe you can do 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night. Your body doesn't really care if you do 2 10-minute sessions or if you do 1 20-minute session. Your body doesn't matter. So whatever helps you most with your pain management and whatever helps you most to stay motivated and to feel like you can do it, then that's how you should do it.
That is awesome.
So you're getting
that's
some
an
good
awesome
advice,
tip.
Yes.
I know you can do it. I know you can.
Yeah.
It just, the beginning is tough. The beginning is the hardest part.
It's
when I teach
exercise,
go ahead.
It's reconditioning the mind. You know, we always keep holding ourselves up to standards that used to be, but then
right.
You know, these physical things happen to us, and we're no longer there. You know, it could be an accident, could be an ailment, could be just the fact that it's age, folks. You
mm-hmm.
know, and that we need to do within our means and not be judged by anybody else or place a judgment upon ourselves in this either. Another tip I would say, because with the fibromyalgia, I get a lot of knee pain as well. When it's a very damp, rainy day, maybe avoid the walk and then go to the pool, because
mm-hmm.
the pool is more water, and especially going into the hot tub afterwards. And I find that that helps loosen up the muscles, and you can do more in that. Whereas if you're going for a walk on a very damp, damp day, which we do get here in BC, sometimes that can make the, you know, the osteo play up more. So it's kind of change it up and adjust it to what the weather is, what your time frame is, you know,
mm-hmm.
and mix it up for enjoyment
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really a great tip. And I think along those lines, as you start to train, and I want you to think of yourself as training, even if you're only doing 5 minutes at a time, you're training, you're doing athletic training, and it's serious and it's important. And
I'm an athlete now. I'm going to be an athlete.
You are. No, you're not going to be an athlete. You are an athlete. Right today.
Go for the gold.
But one thing you can do is, like, keep a notebook or a journal online or something and keep track of what exercise you're doing and how your body feels. Because the more you can learn how your body reacts to different things, the more informed you can be about setting up your exercise program.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
But I want to tell you that when I did my very first marathon, the woman who trained me and did the marathon with me had had rheumatoid arthritis, very severe, but she did that marathon just fine. So it can be done. It's tough, but it can be done.
Well, it's mindset.
That really encourages me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is great. Perhaps you can actually give us your website again, Jeanette, so if people, because I know you do actually have some online programs there, videos people can follow as well. And perhaps you can give everybody your website again so that people who have heard this today know how to get a hold of you.
Sure. It's www.thefatchick.com. Not just any fat chick now. It's the fat chick.
The fat chick. The one
and one thing I want to let everybody know is if they sign up for my mailing list, one of the free gifts that they get is a duration calculator, which is a piece of paper that helps them figure out what 10% of any time or distance is, so they can figure out what that 10% ramp should look like.
Excellent. And Jeanette, you just did something in Madison Square, which I think was great. They had a flash dance for menopausal women, which I think is absolutely brilliant. So, you know, you never know, Charlene. We may be seeing you out there soon leading the flash dance for people, right? Your next challenge.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? The dance is 2.5 minutes long. So it's a really great place to start. You can go.
Yeah, okay, but let's get me walking first, because dancing is a whole other level.
No, it's surprisingly easy, but I set that up with my friend Dr. Eve Agee, and basically it's thehotflashmob.com, and we're raising awareness about menopause with these hot flash mob dances around the country.
Excellent. Excellent. And a cool way, well, maybe not such a cool way to do it.
No. It was very warm in Manhattan, I'll tell you what.
But certainly a great deal of fun. And, you know, and I think that's another thing to look at, any form of exercise or workout. You know, it's not a discipline or a duty. You're not going into the Olympics. You're not striving for that gold. You know, you're not doing it for country. You're doing it for self. So
that's right.
The measure of what do and the success of what you do is all measured by how it improves your life, how it makes you feel, yourself, how it improves your health. It's all about you, and never to forget that. It's not measured by what somebody else can do. Somebody comes onto that stage, Charlene, with 24 abs, that's their journey. It's not measured by
Did you say 24 abs?
Well, have you seen some of these guys?
Oh, honey, I have a keg. That's better. A keg is better than a six-pack any day. You just ask any college student you know.
The point is health. Everything is about placing that importance of your own health and having a better healthy life so that you actually are there around for your loved ones, for yourself, for your whole enjoyment of life, because everybody wants to get to the grandma stage.
And that's what this is it is a lifestyle change, because, you know, you need to think of this as just changing your life. Like, it's not a diet, because diets don't work. Does work, though, is a lifestyle change.
Yes. And placing value upon yourself and doing it for you. No one else doing it for you.
That's right.
I'm going to let you go, so I'm going to thank you so much for being on again, and I know I'm going to have you back, because you are just, you know, mindful of information, and you're an absolute darling. So thank you so much for being on. Don't forget that, www.thefatchick.com. And
cheers. That's
again.
It. Thank you so
thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Charlene, you got some good information there today, and it is, you know, the mindset first, doing it for you second, and doing it slowly, you know, at your own level. I know with my own fibromyalgia that sometimes I get out there and it is hard for me to walk a block. But the next day I'll get out and walk some more, and then now I can walk the 2 miles without any problem. But it is not pushing yourself so far, saying, I've got to push myself through this. Your body is hurting because it's telling you it can't take anymore. But with every single day that you get out just a little bit more and a little bit more, it then suddenly becomes easy, and you kind of notice that you've been able to go further without any issue.
Yes, that's right. She gave me some really great tips.
Wonderful.
Some very great info.
Good. So that is great. That's really going to get you some of that energy that you've got there, and in no time we'll have you chasing those kids of yours. Or they'll be chasing you, one or the other, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Charlene. You're a great example. You know, never mind, you know, to how you've lost it, the fact that you dedicated that importance to yourself in losing it. And, you know, pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a big hug, because you did it, girl. Well done. And thank you so much for coming, telling your story.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Blessings. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. So as you know, folks, I have another show called You're Important to Sara, which is on every Wednesday at 11 o'clock Pacific time, 2 o'clock Eastern time. Tomorrow I have a gentleman called Jerry Smith. This is a guy who was given a death sentence. No, not on death row. He went to see his doctor. The doctor said that he had pulmonary thrombosis and there's nothing we can do for you, so go home and die. Well, he had had a very rough life, and he had just found happiness, and he wasn't going to go home and die. So he started doing some research, found a doctor in Germany that found a cure for him, and his story is so inspirational, so moving. And when it came down to it, he could have prevented this disease in the first place, and it's being aware of what it is and preventing it before it gets there. So please tune in tomorrow on Authentic You Radio to You're Important to Sara. It's all on my site. theimportanceofyou.ca, theimportanceofyou, that's the letter U, .ca, and you'll see under Your Important his bio and the link to his show. I highly recommend you listen to him. And next week I have Michael Luckman coming on. He's going to teach us the no sales pitch way of selling. So it's all about inspiring, and it's not about selling. So tell me your challenge in any shape or form. No matter what you've got, what challenge you're placing upon yourself, there's always a challenge within a challenge. Little obstacles to stop you from completely fulfilling your goal. Please tell me what it is. I'll be